Well, South Florida at 5-2, 1-2 in the Big East, and West Virginia 6-1, but 2-0 in the conference, and 20th ranked nationally. And you'd have to feel like, you know, with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh setting the pace, West Virginia knows they need a win to keep abreast of their Big East brethren, not only for the championship, but for potential BCS bowl bid on down the line. South Florida, they just don't want a repeat of the last 2 years that have seen them start strong. 5-0, 6-0 starts, and then October turns into a June
Halloween.
Swoon.
Exactly. Like Halloween, it's
scary. Halloween, exactly. Deep four. West Virginia, Mark Rogers and Tavon Austin to our left, and getting set to kick off for South Florida. Eric Schwartz at the 30-yard line to our right, and we're underway in Tampa. High end-over-end kick, and it is taken 5 yards deep, and down on a knee is Mark Rogers for West Virginia, and that will put the Mountaineers to the offense from their 20-yard line. For West Virginia, Jarrett Brown, the quarterback, senior from West Palm Beach, Florida. In fact, one of 23 Floridians on this Mountaineer roster, by the way. So there are some familiar faces on both sides of the football. These guys, these kids, they know each other.
They do, and the skill positions seem to come out of Florida, and the big hogs in the middle are all West Virginia, Maryland guys. So go figure.
First and 10 of the 20-yard line. West Virginia is going left to right here in the opening quarter. They started a spread offense, two wide receivers to the near side right. Jarrett Brown, the quarterback, out of a shotgun, going to roll to his right. Looks up three field, throws long. Ulrich Arnett slides down at the 50-yard line, and they're going to say he made the catch near midfield in front of Kayvon Webster. The pass was actually underthrown. Arnett came back for the ball, and the line judge says he made the catch at the USF 48.
Jarrett Brown gets a little air in that ball. That's a touchdown. He had beaten the secondary that well.
So first and 10 on a 32-yard gain in the first play of scrimmage, and the Mountaineers on the attack. Brown goes under center. This time, two wide receivers to the far side left. I formation in the backfield. Noel Devine, the tailback, turns, hands off to Devine, and he's wrapped up for a yard loss. And it's Chris Robinson, outside linebacker from Bunnell, Florida, who made the stop.
I'll tell you what set that up. They are so concentrating on Pierre Paul on the end. Pierre Paul has 9.5 tackles for losses. And almost a national leader in that category, and they're devoting two guys to him on each and every play, freeing up that inside linebacker.
Devine third in the nation in rushing, averaging better than 130 yards per game on the ground, minus one on his first carry. Second and 11 from the shotgun. Flip out to the right side. Pass is complete and out of bounds on the near bench. Right in front of the South Florida bench, Jerome Murphy with the hit on Ulrich Arnett, who had that 32-yarder just a couple of moments ago, and he'll reach only the 40-yard line, I believe. Yep, the 40-yard line is where they'll place it. It's a 9-yard gain. It'll bring up third down and two. Third and two from the 40-yard line, near hash. Brown shotgun, two wideouts, far side left again. He looks to the far sideline to get the play call from offensive coordinator Jeff Mullen. And the crowd picks up the noise level considerably inside Raymond James Stadium. Brown, straight handoff, direct snap, takes off with it, turns upfield, and just does get enough yardage, it would appear. Terrell McClain, nose tackle from Pensacola, Florida, made the stop. And they're going to give him to the 37-yard line, and it is a first down for West Virginia. Mountaineers on the season, 47% conversion on third down attempts. One of the top marks in the league. So first and 10 for the Mountaineers at the USF 37-yard line. Near hash, they'll go back to the traditional I formation. At fullback is Ryan Clark. Tailback is Noel Devine. Single wideouts on the line of scrimmage. Brown is under center, has the snap. Play action in the pocket. Now darts up to the right side. Breaks the tackle of 40. Near sideline, 35, and out of bounds near the 30-yard line. And that's what we call making chicken salad out of chicken feathers on that play. Nobody to go to up the field, so he just decides to take off on the run, and he picks up a gain of 7 yards to the 30-yard line.
Well, interesting on that third and short that they did pick the first down up. They ran right at Jason Pierre-Paul, and we've mentioned his tackle for loss success. He's now out of the game. I don't know if he's injured on the sidelines, but he's not seen action since that play.
Four-man front, typical 4-3 defense by South Florida. Pierre-Paul and George Selvey, preseason All-American, two-time All-American at the defensive ends. And there's a sack in the backfield as Selvey The aforementioned two-time All-American nails Noel Devine for a loss of two.
Right on cue there, John. He's a terrific football player and South Florida's only repeat All-American.
And Selby leads the charge. Aaron Harris and Terrell McClain. The tackles, Keon Wilson, Chris Robinson, Sabbath Joseph, the linebackers. It is third down now and six from the 32-yard line of South Florida. Spread offense, three receivers to the near side right. Brown goes to the shotgun. Four-man front for South Florida. Snap of the football, throw over the middle, pass is complete, and stretching for the first down is Arnett just across the 25, right in front of Quentin Washington, sophomore cornerback out of Fort Myers, Florida. They'll give him the stretch of the football at the Bulls 24 and another West Virginia first down.
Well, it's interesting that Jock Sanders hasn't been involved in the offense yet, and they're moving the ball very well. 53 catches on the season, and they found Arik Arnett three times in this drive already. A good job going with the game plan and getting the ball to the guy who's open.
South Florida's defense has called timeout. They need to talk
first
about
charge
it.
Timeout. South Florida.
You mentioned Sanders, sixth nationally in receptions coming in, but West Virginia hasn't yet found him. That doesn't mean that they won't find him. And we'll come back with more from Tampa in a couple of moments after you get this from Geico. You're listening to the Big East National Game of the Week from ISP Sports.